This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, reporting from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. So Google is hoping the second time is the charm at an event this week at the SF Jazz Center in San Francisco. The tech giant rolled out the second generation of its line of hardware devices, hoping that these upgrades will help crack this gangbusters competitive market for consumer tech devices. The Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickus joins us now from our San Francisco booth to break it all down. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's always a crazy competitive time in this market. It's even more so than usual, what with Apple's anniversary phone, Samsung's right there as well. Alexa is everywhere. Google needs updates and a new wow factor for two key products, a smartphone and a home speaker. Those are the two it devices these days, I guess. What were you able to gather from this event about Google's approach to cracking this market?
Well, I think Google's bet here is to show that it has the smartest products. It seemed to suggest that, hardware advances, the actual physical devices themselves, to some degree are being commoditized. It's difficult to really stand out. You know, we saw with Apple, its big advance was kind of make the screen bigger, less bezel, I suppose, on the phone.
Right.
But Google is trying to show off its software smarts and the different things that its phone and its smart speaker can do. You know, some of those include the phone, uses artificial intelligence to essentially make its photos better. And it and the phone apparently has gotten quite high marks from third-party researchers. And also, you can now squeeze the phone to activate the virtual assistant. And Google is really touting its Google Assistant as the smartest assistant that can answer all sorts of questions. It also is using a new technology called Google Lens, which is essentially a smart camera. You can point it at, maybe an album cover and it will immediately bring up information about the album, or you can point it at a lost dog sign with an email address on it and it will, start to compose an email to the email address on the sign. So Google's bet here is not that it has the best hardware. I think it's betting that it has the smartest hardware, and it's hoping that that will convince consumers to make the switch.
You mentioned that they're making some enhancements to its virtual assistant. In terms of the Google Home speaker, how is it going to hold its own in a market where everyone's buying Amazon?
Well, they came out with two new devices, two new smart speakers, the Google Home Mini, which is retailing at about $50, and that is closer to what Amazon's Echo Dot is at. They also debuted a $400 version called the Google Home Max, which is quite a large home speaker. It is much louder, and they say it uses artificial intelligence so it can kind of tweak its sound to fit the dimensions of a room. And that is more going to compete against Apple's upcoming smart speaker, the $350 HomePod. They're trying to, compete at each end of the market, and they are just, I think, hoping that their reputation for being, the information company and the Google Assistant's ability to answer more questions than maybe Alexa or Siri will encourage users to opt for their products.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickus about Google doubling down on hardware with its new smartphone and speaker devices. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. So, Jack, it's an interesting approach because it seems like more and more, these companies are going inward. It's less about that sleek device and more about how smart it can get. I can't imagine other tech companies in the same market are thinking differently.
Yes. I mean, in some ways, they're forced to because physics means that we can't do so much more with the hardware of the phones or the speakers. They can only advance so much from year to year. But from a software perspective, you can make more dramatic advances, with more data, with more artificial intelligence, et cetera. So all of them are increasingly touting the software capabilities and the smarts of their devices. But I think Google especially, though, is positioning itself as trying to be the smart device leader because, Apple has such cachet with users as being sort of sleek and beautiful devices. And Amazon, got a really early start with the Echo, which has been good for them and obviously has allowed them to capture a majority of the market share. But also, with their huge retail presence has also positioned Alexa and the Echo as sort of a prime way to purchase new products. And no pun intended on Amazon Prime there.
Right. It'll be interesting to see, you know, where this all goes. A lot of players in this game. Jack Nickas, thanks as always for the latest.
Thank you.
Jack Nickas covers all things Google for the Journal. You can check out more at WSJ.com. Wrapping up the tech news briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.